It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we look at the latest in national politics, from the release of 3,000 of Hillary Clinton's State Department emails to what last week's Supreme Court rulings mean for the Republican Party.
First, after missing the deadline for getting a new state budget in place, Republican leadership in the state legislature announced the details of a budget deal today with votes possible in the near future.
Two of the most controversial elements of the budget, changes to the state's prevailing wage law and funding for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena, have been removed to be taken up separately at some point in the future. There are also some changes to transportation funding, which has been the other big sticking point for lawmakers. Is it all going to be enough to win lawmakers over, get the votes, get a budget in place?
Here with us now to take a closer look at today's proposed budget deal is Jason Stein, who covers state government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Veronica. Good to be here.
So, Jason, fill in some of those gaps for us. What do we know specifically about that budget deal and its viability so far?
Well, I would only call it a budget deal on the transportation part. The Senate and Assembly Republicans did reach an agreement on lowering the amount of projects that are getting done and the amount of borrowing that's getting done to, you know, build roads and bridges in the state. On the other two elements, I really wouldn't call that a deal. I mean, I would just say that they're just being left out of the budget for now, and that they're trying, you know, Republican leaders are trying to get to a place where they can pass public financing for the Bucks arena and changes to the prevailing wage laws.
So taking away those two most contentious things, the Bucks arena deal and the prevailing wage law, although transportation was also pretty contentious, but taking out two of the big ones, mm-hmm. does that increase its chances quite a bit for reaching a deal and getting some movement?
On the budget?
On the budget.
Right. I think so. You know, Senator Fitzgerald made clear to me today that he doesn't have the votes for the budget bill. He made clear he didn't have the votes for any of those three things at this time. But, you know, they did have a deal to get the budget bill out of the Joint Finance Committee, where it's been stuck for about a month. And, you know, then you get down to the regular arm and leg twisting that always happens, you know, about this time every 2 years when leaders are trying to get a bill passed.
So transportation has been a major sticking point. Governor Walker wanting to borrow about $1.3 billion for roads, a number that a lot of Democrats, a lot of Republicans were balking at. And so what do we have now in the form of that deal?
Right. So, and even there, it's interesting to say we still don't have the final plan. But what they've done is they want to provide $500 million in borrowing, and then there'd be an additional $350 million in state bonds that would be held back by the Joint Finance Committee, by the Budget Writing Committee. And if the Walker administration would have to come forward with a plan for using those remaining loan money to convince the Finance Committee to let them go out to the financial markets and borrow that money.
And there has already been debate about what would happen if some of that proposed highway bonding went away, and people saying, well, look, some of that money should probably then go to projects outside Milwaukee, which has made the zoo interchange more controversial. Where does that stand?
Okay. So the big fight has been whether or not to leave southeastern Wisconsin, the big mega projects in the Milwaukee area, leave them completely alone and make the cuts in other places in Wisconsin, or to, you know, share that pain more between those two parts of the state. You know, they kind of, I would say they split the baby somewhat on that. The zoo interchange, which brings together I-94 and 894 and Highway 45, it's the busiest interchange in the state. That one will, all the work that's being done right now on that will be completed, but a coming phase on the north side of that interchange that deals with Highway 45, that is going to be delayed. And then you're going to see, you know, other projects that are going to be delayed or cut in other parts of Wisconsin.
We're talking with Jason Stein right now with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, getting the latest on the state budget and looking at one of the aspects of the budget that had been a sticking point. Again, the Bucks Arena package is now out of the state's budget. Does that mean that lawmakers are acknowledging that there's a lot more heavy lifting to be done on this, and that maybe the arena deal and the state budget stand a better chance if those are decoupled?
Right. I mean, basically what happened is there was an attempt by the governor and Republican leaders in the legislature to pass that Bucks deal as part of the state budget, which, I mean, essentially means you're going to do it with only Republican votes, because in the modern era here of politics, you just don't have lawmakers from one party voting for the other party's budget. Doesn't happen. As they've been going through this process, they've realized that, no, that's not doable for us. We need some Democratic votes to get this passed. So they're choosing to break it out of the budget in the hopes that they can convince several Democratic senators, at least, to vote for the bill and give a pass to, you know, then several Republican senators who could vote against it.
You hearing any names about Milwaukee Democrats maybe who might be willing to vote for that deal?
I'm hearing many names. I'm hearing several names. But I think at this point, what we can say is that Senators Lena Taylor, Nikia Harris-Dodd, and Chris Larson of Milwaukee have all expressed some openness to the idea of voting for the Bucks proposal, but said that they, you know, need to have a lot more details and need to be at the table with Republicans before they'd be willing to do that. Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee has been much more critical of the deal, and I don't want to say that he will absolutely not vote for it, but that's certainly been the sentiment that he's been expressing, you know, or that he did express a couple weeks back.
Looking next at prevailing wage. Now, why was that one taken out?
That one, again, is one that's been tying Republicans in knots, particularly in the state Senate. There you have a couple senators who are conservative senators who are saying, look, we need these state laws at least completely repealed, at least for local governments like schools and municipalities. We need those off the books, or we will not vote for the state budget. And then you have a couple of other more moderate, or, you know, just mainline conservative Republicans, rather, who are saying, if you completely repeal a prevailing wage, we won't vote for that. So, you know, given how tight the votes are in the Senate, that's made it difficult for Republican leaders to find a path to passing the budget. So there's an attempt to break that issue out of the budget and solve it. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a heavy lift for them either way.
So we've got these big changes announced today. We've got Bucks and prevailing wage gone from the state budget. We've got a change of sorts for transportation with a reduced amount of borrowing on the table. What happens next?
That's great. I mean, I think, again, sometimes you need sources and sometimes you need psychics as a reporter. And so I can't, you know, I think that we're going to see a lot of movement next week. Tomorrow we know that the legislature's budget committee is going to come in. My expectation would be that as we've been told, it'll be passed by that committee. You know, they'll take the votes that we've talked about. There's always a surprise motion with lots of goodies that comes out. There'll be one of those too. And then, you know, next week, there's going to be a lot of wheeling and dealing.
Now, looking way ahead to when the legislature finally signs off on this budget, the bill goes to Governor Walker, who's got partial veto power. Does anybody know what he might be thinking about in terms of things that may or may not get vetoed?
Oh, that's a great question. I asked Speaker Robin Voss about this today, and he told me that Republican lawmakers did not have any kind of advance deal with the governor over what he would and would not veto. Sometimes that will happen between lawmakers and a governor of the same party. He says it has not. You know, as the governor considers running for president, he may very well be looking for a way that he could grab some headlines with his very powerful partial veto pen. But, you know, right now, he has certainly said that he would veto certain things if they were in the budget, but for that reason, Republican lawmakers have not put them in. So I think it's an open question about what he might veto of what they have actually done.
Jason, thanks a lot for catching us up.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was Jason Stein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about the budget changes announced today.